We are back, and we are back for part two of the show. We're going to bring these guys on one at a time to chat with them briefly before we get the whole crew here and do some little underrated, overrated. And I think almost an hour into the show, we might as well get on the OG host of Serious Angler, and that is Mr. Keith Tuma. What's going on, man?
What's up, man?
Oh, dude, it's been so long. I've been missing you guys.
Yeah, it's been a little bit.
How in the heck am I supposed to follow up Matty Wong? I mean, come on. The only thing I've got going is I'm the host.
It's your show, bro. You've been late. You've been just gone who knows where, fishing, and we're just holding down the fort for you.
I've been hiding up in Minnesota is what's going on. This traveling thing, I'm not used to it anymore, and it's played its toll here. So we're getting back into the swing of things, though.
Yeah, you're down in Florida right now, right?
I am currently about 3 miles from Lake Toho because I can't pronounce the actual
I don't name. Think anybody can. Maybe Maddie can.
I'm sure.
Some of the lingo he was throwing out there, I'm like, I don't know what you're saying, but it sounds cool.
No, the dude's phenomenal. Yeah. And Rainier definitely is blushing, by the way.
Well, so we had a comment in here. If people haven't seen it yet, we played it. I want to say the first episode we had Matty on, we played it during the show. But he was in Hawaii 5-0, like the TV show, as like some, was it like a teenager that was just getting arrested? It was a super funny scene. We'll have awesome. To clip it again and put it on social, but it's hilarious.
Heck yeah.
And I'm sure he's building quite the fan base, but Tuma, it's good to get you back on here. And we're going to be diving into a whole bunch of stuff tonight. It's going to be a little.
This is going to be interesting for sure. I've got a beer and I'm ready to rock and roll. So
you might need two or three.
Oh, I'm only allowed one more.
Oh, no.
Oh, he's.
I got a jersey I have to get into. No Batman stuff.
He's been capped.
Yep.
That's awesome, buddy. Well, dude, so our next guest here is one, his first time on the show, Mr. Brendan Brown. And before I bring him on, I gotta brag about this dude because a wizard when it comes to baits, especially big baits. You'll see it in the wall behind him here when we bring him on. Nice. But he's become like my liaison because I am an idiot when it comes to getting into swim baiting. And he's the only reason I know a lick of anything about it. So let's bring him on here. Mr. Brendan Brown, what's going on, dude?
Thank you for the introduction.
You're welcome. I'm no Dave Mercer, but I can much, try. Though.
I've trained them well to take over when I'm feeling a little shy. You know, get new guests on and stuff like that. I don't want to run you out the door too quick. So,
well Keith, man, Brendan, thank you, Brendan, Keith.
Hello, nice to meet you. I'd shake your hand, but you know, we're a ways away.
Keith, Brendan is a warrior in the live stream comment sections, providing truth and facts to the conversations that are always had. So awesome. We appreciate Brendan, and it's been long past due to get him on this show, but I think it'd be a nice icebreaker getting in some underrated, overrated. I don't know if you guys know how this works, but to quickly run through it, essentially we have a list of topics here. What was that, Andy?
I didn't say anything.
Oh, I said, give me the rules.
Oh,
Andy was going to say I'm a Barbie girl or something like that.
The only rule is there are no rules.
Oh, great.
It sounds even better with his emphysema voice. So essentially, we have a list of topics here. We're going to run through, and basically, we're going to go around the horn here. We'll start with Andy, go to Keith, Brendan, and myself. And basically, you have to state whether you think it's overrated, underrated, but you can also choose, like, I don't think it's either. I think it's, like, adequately where it's at and give a reason why. All right, so that's kind of how it's going to work.
Our answers now, too?
Yeah, it just makes it fun because we might have to argue over some of this stuff.
Oh, debate sounds good time.
Yeah, that's what happens when you got beers involved, Keith.
Perfect.
Let's get this on.
Yes, sir. The first one, we're going to start off a little hot, and that is the NPFL. Andy, do you think it's underrated, overrated, or is it right where it should be?
I think it's right where it should be, but it's moving into underrated because of the star power that's moving there. And I think you're going to see if they can figure out like their media and how they live stream events, I think it's going to improve vastly this next year.
Okay, I'm with it. Keith?
Not overly well-versed in the NPFL, but from what I've seen, I'm going to say they're right where they're supposed to be. You know, it's a fairly new platform and tournament fishing venue, if you will. And I think they'll get the kinks figured out and they'll make a go at it. Absolutely. Payouts seem good.
All right. Brandon, what do you think?
I've never really watched much of it. So I would say it's probably adequately rated since they're a new company. Probably take them a while to kind of figure things out and work everything out. So I'd put them adequately rated, I say.
Okay. See, got a couple comments coming in here saying it's overrated. I'll be the flip here. I'm going to say it's underrated. I'm going to say it's underrated for a couple of reasons. One, I'm going to say the people they got behind the scenes from the top down are, one, genuinely good people that are in it for the right reasons, in it for the anglers. So they're at least going down the right direction. Mm-hmm. I would say the media side, the back end, like to Andy's point, definitely needs to improve. But again, they have the right people in place. I believe it's still Tanner and Tucker Lyons, which if you guys, anyone knows the Lyons brothers, they do amazing work. They're like super camera savvy, social media, like freaks when it comes to it. The production, especially like in this world, like you saw the whole argument last year of guys using live, you know, a forward facing sonar. They did a great production of that, showing the overlay and things like that. I think that they're headed in the right direction. They might have to work out some scheduling and things like that. But the nice thing I will say about their scheduling, say it's a bad schedule or not, that's fine. You can argue the lakes are bad, whatever. They work around bass and MLF. They make it so that at least they work with the trails. If those trails choose to work back in tandem, that's up to them, because there's a couple of guys that are MLF that can't fish the full schedule, unfortunately, but they're still going to fish the NPFL. So I think they have that going for them. They're very angler first. So I'm just going to say it's underrated from this point on. I think that they have a really great product, and it's interesting, the system, and I'm excited to see where they're going. But I guess the consensus is, all as a group, if we had to pick one, I'm going to say we'll hop on at it's right where it's supposed to be.
Supposed to be for this time in their progression.
Yeah. All right. Next one.
All right.
This isn't just fishing talk here, at least on part two of our shows now.
Okay.
So we're going Aaron Rodgers. Is he overrated or is he underrated? What do you got, Andy?
Prime of his career, he was right where he's supposed to be. Now that he's in the twilight era, I think the Jets should have traded for Jordan Love.
I think hindsight, they probably think that too. What do you got, Keith?
I do not have a dog in this fight, so I'm just going to go ahead and bow out on this one. I don't follow a ton of football, to be honest with you.
Really? We were taking bets on if you were a Vikings fan or not, and we're going to be like, if he's going to go nuts, because we're talking about Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, yeah, I was like, if he's a Vikings fan, we have to ask him about Brett Favre.
Oh, Lord. L-F-A-V-R-E. Okay. How do we pronounce that? No, not hacking on Brett here, but yeah, back in the day when I was growing up, we lived in Florida, southern part of Florida, and we were all Dolphins fans. The Don Shula era, Dan Marino, Uwe Von Schaman, the barefoot kicker. Yeah, I mean, that was my team. So if I ever had a team, that would be the one. But that was back in the dang 70s and early 80s. So, but I do not have a dog in the fight when it comes to Aaron Rodgers. Sorry.
Oh, you're good.
Supposed to be.
What you got, Brendan?
I don't watch any sports at all.
Boom! Oh, guys, yeah. What are we doing?
Terrible.
We're rescheduling with new guests. No.
I put my time in with baits and fishing. That's my time. That's where my time goes.
All right, we can appreciate that.
I had to Google him while y'all were talking. I was like, who is
this? You had to Google Aaron Rodgers? Holy crap.
Oh.
I'm actually genuinely impressed you had to Google that.
True.
Good for you.
I don't know.
I wish I didn't follow football. It takes too much stress out of my life. I'm gonna go where he's at right now. I'm gonna say Aaron Rodgers is overrated. I think he's entertaining to follow along, but I just don't think he's, I don't think he's there.
When he goes on his darkness retreats and comes back and swears he saw the light.
Yeah, yeah. Some of his tangents are actually hilarious to just follow along. Him and Jimmy Kimmel and all that stuff, yeah. But we won't get too political on this show. And we'll go on to the next one here. Okay, so here's next one. We'll bring this back. If you guys should all know about this. A wacky rig. Underrated or overrated? Go ahead, Andy.
Ooh. Actually, I think I'm going to say it's slightly underrated. And the reason is everyone kind of just throws it in the back of the boat, right, or leaves it at home. And it's actually caught a lot of really big fish. It's kind of the way that introduced a lot of beginner anglers into bass fishing and kind of like got the itch and the bug for them. I'm going to go underrated on the wacky rig.
Okay. Keith?
I have to agree. Very underrated, despite the fact that everybody's got one rigged up all the time. Some,
even the people who talk crap about it have 100%, one
rigged up. 100%. And I grew up, when I first got into tournament fishing, I was throwing the dang wacky rig around, and I've still got one in the boat to this day. So, I mean, it's one of those necessary evils, but definitely underrated. Does anybody want to be caught out there? It's like riding a scooter. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's fun, but it gets the job done. It's
fun until your friends find out.
Yeah, I'm flipping, you know, 65-pound braid in the thickest of grass. Oh no, I'm throwing a little wacky rig on a spinning rod in the open holes. You know, and whatever. The thing catches fish. Underrated.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what you got, man?
Oh man, I don't own a spinning rod anymore. So I'm going to go. I'm going to go adequately. I can go adequately rated because it does catch big fish. So you can put it in places like if I'm going to fish something like that, I'm fishing like a big old giant Nico rig for like docks and stuff, like a big old 12 inch worm. So I'm going to say adequately rated. That's where
Did
I'm
you
going.
Say a 12 inch worm for yes. a Nico?
Yes, for a Nico.
God, you're my damn spirit animal, Brendan. I wish I could do this. I wish I could do stuff like that. My problem is I'll go throw it and I'll be like five casts in and I'm like, God damn it. I'm looking at a fish that won't eat it and I'll just throw a wacky rig instead.
And you're going to catch it, aren't you?
Yeah. That's awesome. Wacky rig. I think I got to go and try to channel a John Cox here and say, I don't think there's ever been a time that it's been overrated because I don't know if he's ever fished anything else besides that in a damn swim jig or a frog. So it's I'm going to say, yeah, I would agree all around here. Everyone say in the comments too. It's got to be underrated.
Mm-hmm.
All right. AC/DC, the band. What do we got, Andy?
Oh, this is a controversial topic for a lot of people, right? Like a lot of people hate AC/DC. And then you have the other end of the spectrum. And a lot of people absolutely love them. I'm going to put them right where they're supposed to be. They're adequate. I love some songs of AC/DC and I can't stand others. So they're right where they're supposed to be.
Keith and Anthony guys are going to go at it here. What do you got, Keith?
Adequately underrated. How's that? No, phenomenal band. I mean, come on. I grew up listening to AC/DC. And I mean, any 80s kid, which I'm way older than the three of you put together. So,
oh, stop it.
But no. Yeah.
Mike's take a stand.
No, I'm going to say underrated, man. I mean, they got great music. It's timeless. It's still, I mean, my daughter was born in 06 and she's an AC/DC fan. So, I mean, it fits all genres, I guess, their music.
Yeah. We have a comment that says Bruce Wayne is right on this. Talking about Andy because his voice. <That's> awesome. Brendan, did you have to search what AC/DC is?
No, actually, I like them. I like them quite a bit. They were the first, Back in Black was the first ever rock song I ever listened to. I'm going to put them underrated because I feel like that's the gateway drug to other rock songs and rock bands, I believe. I don't know. That's like the first one I ever heard because it's like real popular and stuff. So underrated. Yeah.
I think it's a great point. Like it definitely is. When you think about AC/DC, I think about anything that's cool sport-wise happening when you got Back in Black or what do you have?
Bells, Thunderstruck.
Thunderstruck. I mean, Thunderstruck gives me, it's a whole different, or a little rated R here. That is college drinking games. But, like, nonetheless, like, AC/DC is, that and Metallica are, like, the theme of anything cool that has ever happened.
Yes.
Like, it's always with that, with an AC/DC song or Metallica song. I'm going to agree. I'm going to go underrated. I think it's, I would say if 10 years ago, it's adequately rated. Right now they're being lost. So we're going to call them underrated.
Yeah. They used
to dare anybody say overrated. If they ban you guys from the comment section for saying overrated. All right. We actually were just talking about this a little bit with Andy and Brendan. I'm actually interested to hear your take here. BFS, Bait Finesse Systems. What do you got, Andy? Overrated or underrated?
I have one, and I've thrown it 5 times, but I did have a client bring his own BFS rod and catch almost a 6-pound smallmouth on my boat on like a 1/16 ounce jig head, and it was freaking sweet. It took him about 8 minutes to reel it in. But I'm going to go overrated on BFS because just about anything you throw with BFS, you can do with the spinning rod.
I'm with that. Keith, what do you got? Do you know what BFS is?
He's pleading the fifth.
Are we talking like sissier than the wacky rig here? I mean,
it's a casting stuff for like 8-pound braid and like 5-pound fluoro. So technically, yes.
I'm out. I hate using a spinning rod, but I'll do it if I have to. And if I got to go lighter than that, I'm out. I mean, you want to talk about ice fishing noodle sticks? I mean, we can do that. No. Yeah, I got, once again, sorry, guys, no dog in this fight.
You don't have to apologize.
Hey, you could just slap overrated on it because if you don't like it, you don't like it.
I don't know anything about it, so how can I say, what if it's the next big thing and pretty soon the only way you can catch a freaking bass is with this BFS stuff? You know what I'm saying? Maybe it's underrated. Yeah.
Great comment.
Yes. BFS
being frustrated severely.
Does the BFS stand for big freaking swim baits? Is that what it is? Yes. Right? If it is, I'm in for it. I'm good with that.
That's so are we just going to all agree here that it's overrated entirely?
Yeah, for our BFS swim baits, I got one sitting right here. All right? Like, you can tell that guy. And for reference, it's literally the size of my index finger, right? Like maybe.
Dude, that's maybe like 8 inches, isn't it?
Yes. If we angle it right in the camera, it's 8 inches.
That's a dang keychain is what that is, Andy. That's not a
bait. I know.
That's funny. All right, so we'll all agree it is overrated.
Oh, all right. Thanks for voting for me.
All right. Taylor Swift with the NFL.
With the
even NFL. If you don't follow the NFL, I know we don't know who the Aaron Rodgers
adequately
is.
Frustrated.
Yeah, being frustrated severely. That is what we call Taylor Swift at the NFL.
And if anybody was here at the beginning of the show, I talked about how I sat literally 5 rows from her at the Bills game on Sunday night. It was like the modern day paparazzi in my section. People are running up, trying to take photos of her. And Jason Kelce and whoever else was in the suite with him, it's whatever. Like, yeah, she's probably the most famous person you'll ever lay your eyes on in America at the moment. Because every teenage girl and dad and mom and uncle and aunt knows their songs. Like in the NFL, it's adequately frustrating. But, I mean, on the grand scheme of things, she might be slightly... I don't know. I'd probably put her right where she is. She's adequate. She's adequate. Yeah. She's right where she's
adequate.
Yeah, she's adequate.
Well, that suite with her and Jason Kelce, there's an underrated, overrated in that suite.
Yeah.
Jason Kelce severely underrated.
Yes. God bless He's a man, man of the people. He was holding up like all the little girls that were in my section and like having them like say hi to Taylor, and she was waving back to them and stuff. It was actually really
And cool. He didn't have a shirt on.
And he didn't have a shirt on, so it was kind of weird and creepy. But he was also blitzed because he was running through the tailgates and doing shots out of bowling balls with Bills Mafia. So
nice.
Like, yeah.
He's the next president. What do you got, Keith?
I'm going overrated, damn it, because no. How many stages does this chick need? I mean, seriously. So she, anywhere she goes, everywhere, now she's trying to take over the NFL. It's fine. Whatever. Do your thing. Support your boyfriend. I'm all for it. Have fun. But every 10 minutes or every 5 minutes or whenever Kelsey got the ball, they'd pan up to the booth where she's sitting in and she's hugging everybody around and woo, and good for her.
The NFL is technically an entertainment company, so she's entertainment.
I get it. Go for it. Have fun. Knock yourself out. Overrated.
I want to see how many dips in the viewers they have when they show her. Like how much loss of viewership they have. People just turning off the channel.
Well, they're going, maybe they're going after the younger generation. I have no idea.
I mean, they definitely did get people into the sport, you know, the Swifties, as they say. Oh, which
all
is,
of our followers. There you go. Yeah, that's millions.
Yeah. I think Dave Mercer is the only Chiefs fan that I know of. Because other than that, it's Swifties. But I'm generally trying to think of any friends that I have that are Chiefs fans. And Mercer's the only person that comes to mind that's a Chiefs fan. Yeah, it's all fake. Chiefs fans are all fake.
I won't lie, like growing up, the only team I ever played on Madden was the Chiefs, but that was when it was like Tony Gonzalez, Priest Holmes, Jamal Charles.
But that's Madden. Hall, man. Madden, there's no such thing as team loyalty. You're just trying to win.
Yeah. Like one of my favorite playoff games I ever watched was, I forgot who the quarterback was for the Chiefs, but it was the Colts and Chiefs when Peyton Manning was in his prime and the score was like 48-43 and there were zero punts and they just scored every time they went up and down the field. Nobody could play defense. They just threw bombs the entire game. It's incredible.
That sounds like a fun game.
Yeah, it was.
All right. Brendan, please do not tell me you're a Taylor Swift fan.
I am not. I'm.
He doesn't know who she is.
Overrated.
On the back wall, did you have to albums? Search? Yeah. Did you have to search Google. On Google to see who Taylor Swift was?
No. Come on now. My little sister listens to it. But
behind his swim bait section, there's all her albums.
Yeah. It's, oh, yeah. Man. It's his yeah. drawer of Tay-Tay.
Oh, man. No.
What you
no.
got, Brendan?
Overrated. Overrated. 100%. Overrated. 110%. Yeah,
I think we all agree there, big time. All right. The next one, because I'm sick of talking about Taylor Swift already. This is going after Andy here a little bit. Uh-oh. But poppers, overrated or underrated?
Underrated. I freaking love me a good popper bite. And oh, yeah, it's just like disappeared. Pop rocks are underrated too. Those things are fun. But
pop rocks are underrated as hell. That's my damn childhood.
Pop rocks. You just throw them at your friends and like they jump because they're like, what the hell? But yeah, no, poppers underrated. I always have a popper tied on once the water hits like 58-60 degrees, and I don't take it off until it gets almost too cold to throw one, which is like low 50s, upper 40s in the fall. Incredible bait, underutilized, catches a lot of fish, catches a lot of big fish, especially if it's a Rio Rico, like the best popper ever made.
I got you.
Come on, what about the Rapala Skitter Pop?
I mean, that's what you like.
I mean, they work.
Sponsor plugs.
Underrated, 100% underrated. It's I think a very underutilized bait that it gets bit. It always it's like the damn wacky rig of topwaters, if you will. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, it calls fish up when a lot of other topwaters don't. And I don't think a pile of people fish with them, but do you fish with them in a tournament setting?
Oh,
I mean, at times.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving right along.
Definitely you got underrated. Brandon. Definitely. Underrated. You know, the picture of that fish I sent you.
Yeah.
That was a popper on a popper.
What?
Yeah. Popper.
All right. I'm putting you on the spot. Which one?
Screenshot.
He won't say it. He's like, screw you guys. I'm out.
Balsa popper.
Whoa. Like something you made?
Nope, someone else made it. Marty Burns. Hope this will ever show. There you go.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
nice. That's sweet.
Sick. Yeah. Did you paint that?
Nope, TK Stanley did. So
that's freaking sick.
Yeah, that's
you
that's
do most of all your own paint stuff, correct? Mm-hmm. For the most part.
Yep, a lot of it. Yeah.
Wizard. All right, we're gonna talk about that later, but I'm gonna get sidetracked here if we start talking about it.
Do you throw 12-inch popper?
Yeah. The kid's got like those freaking GT poppers that are like
I know they're like this long.
Yeah, you got to use like an 8,000 size spinning reel.
Listen, if we had freshwater fish that attack baits like GT, freshwater fishing would be like the biggest thing on earth,
dude. 100%.
Totally.
Awesome. In my little free time that I do have, all I watch for the most part. I mean, I watch some bass fishing videos, but like I watch some that puts me to sleep. I watch some GT videos and it's just like annihilating everything. Yeah, like, and I'm like, right. I want to do that.
Dream, like, my dream fishing trip is like chasing GTs and then also going after like rooster fish down in like Costa Rica area.
Heck
like,
yeah.
Those are the two fish that I want to catch before I pass in life. Like dreams.
Yes. Have you seen those videos of the GTs like hitting the birds and like eating them like at like as the birds are flying right above the water, dude? It's crazy.
Unreal. I'll
get one so bad.
Like when you look up badass in a definition, you just see a picture of a GT.
That pretty much.
It's freaking sick. All right, back to poppers because we're gonna get sidetracked. Poppers, I'm gonna go overrated.
Wow.
I'm gonna go overrated.
Just remove him from the stream real fast, Tuma. You're taking over. Yeah,
kick him off. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not too biased when it comes to like fishing techniques. I think as long as you're catching them, it's fun regardless. But I don't know, man. When I'm using a topwater, I don't want to go and work something, wait there like a jerk bait for 5 seconds. I want to be moving. Like I want to have something that's like
why you need to fish a chugger and not a popper. You need something that chugs.
I'd rather just throw a spook or something instead and still catch the same fish.
Sometimes.
I don't know. And if not, I'm going to throw a popping frog with 65-pound braid.
That's a popper.
No, that's a cow. It's a frog. Popper? That's a cow. A
popper.
You said popper.
I don't stop popping.
I think it does.
Frog. Popper. In the first word.
You did not specify hard bait or frog.
That's right.
So it can count. It can count.
Lawyered, Andy.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Yeah. All right. But I will say the overall answer here was underrated. So I'll concede here. Okay. Next one we have. This one's gonna be interesting. Tournaments on the St. Lawrence River.
Overrated. I honestly want them to stop. Like, I love smallmouth fishing. I'm not a huge fan of summertime smallmouth fishing. The mortality rate, no matter how many fish go back, is still relatively high because of barotrauma and et cetera. I mean, they're awesome fish. They're great to look at, but they're actually pretty sensitive when it comes to temperature and barotrauma, et cetera. And if they've stopped smallmouth tournaments, I wouldn't be upset about it. I'd actually probably be a little happy.
And that's easy to say because it's your home water. I mean, I get it. The
piles it's 5 hours from me. Like,
well, it's still your home water. Yeah. I'm going to go overrated as well. It is one of the most phenomenal fisheries I've ever been on. Granted, I did not get her dialed in this past year, but clearly with history and what everybody knows of the St. Lawrence, they're there. but ease up off it for a little bit. Just same thing. You know, it's hard on these fish and they're getting moved all over and whatever. They go back to some places and sometimes they don't or whatever, but yeah, it's overrated. There's other venues that would be, or other lakes that would be equally as good, or I don't know about better, but equally as good.
Heard that. Brennan, what do you got?
Never fished it and I've never done much research on it. So I don't watch too much live bass fishing or any of that. So I've seen some really cool, like people catching like big fish out there all the time. I'm just going to go adequately rated because I don't have any information about it. Like anything that's, I don't have skin in the game, I guess you'd say. But
I was waiting to hear an overrated because guys aren't throwing 10-inch glide baits or anything like that.
You could probably. Drop shot.
You do?
I'm sure you could.
That's funny. I'm going to totally agree that it's overrated in a couple fronts here. I will say, I think it's adequately rated when you're the angler that's out there fishing it because it's a great fishery. Mm-hmm. But everybody knows it's a great fishery. But I'm going to say it's overrated from the tournament side. Too many big tournaments going out there bringing fish back. But also from a viewership standpoint, I think people are ready to see something new.
Yeah.
But I also understand, I do understand before I have any people trying to comment here, the business side, when a town with as loyal of a fan base as you get up there for like the around Messina, things like that, that show up for weigh-ins and the town is paying you to come here. Mm-hmm. It's a no-brainer as a business to go. I do understand that. But I think from a viewership standpoint, they're getting overrated. People want to see something new. So I'm going to agree that it is overrated. All right. Next one I got. This will be interesting for you, Brennan. Mag drafts. Underrated or overrated?
Ooh, this one's tough for me because I don't throw them a ton. I think they're one of the most fun ways to catch a bass. If you have it dialed in, you can make it swim perfectly and you have the right setup. I think I'm going to go slightly underrated on it, though, because a lot of people kind of just poo-poo on the bait, but it just always gets giant bites and followers. So I'm going to go underrated on a mag draft.
Okay. Keith?
What's a mag draft?
Yeah, is that one of them 4-inch cricket things? No. I'm going to say adequately rated. I'm neither here nor there. I throw them. I catch fish on them. They're fun. They work well when they work well. The longevity of the bait could be a little bit better, but you know, it just is what it is. It's any big plastic, soft plastic swim bait. It's gonna get tore up. Northern Minnesota, we've got a lot of muskie and pike and stuff like that. And guess what? They like those things too. And it's a one and done deal with when you tag or hook into one of those, you know, it's over. It's like, well, that was expensive. So
on to the next one.
Or your line gets cut, you know, they hit it way in front and whoop, scissor draw it. So I'm going to say adequately rated, hell of a tool. But they've got a lot of competition too. So, I mean, but if you're speaking specifically Magdraft, adequately rated.
Mm-hmm. Heck yeah. Brandon?
I'm going to go underrated and just because it just catches big fish. That's just me. Like I like fishing it. It's great around docks and grass lines. That's mostly where I fish it at. That's where I found that it works the best for me personally. But people need to stop reeling the dang thing so fast because it blows out when you do that. That's mm-hmm. all I see. Like on like Swimbait Universe and Underground, people are like, hey, I love the mag draft, but it blows out. I'm like, yeah, because it's made to fish at this speed. And if you fish it too fast, you're fishing it wrong. That's how mm-hmm. it works. Like, you know, mm-hmm. it just blows out and stuff. But yeah. So I'm going underrated. Yep.
I'm with you on that, Brendan. I'm going to go underrated as well from the pure fact that I think I have more confidence in a mag draft to get bites than I do a wacky rig at this point. Where it's just like if I want to get bit or know that something's there, a mag draft is what I'm going to pick up for a wacky rig. A wacky rig for me nowadays has been like if I can visually see one, that's mm-hmm. when I'm going to pull out the wacky rig. It's but like the mag draft, I don't know. I feel like if I had to put a ratio on it from last year, that I would say the mag draft probably won in regards to fish catches for me last year. But interesting. I'm going to say underrated. But this is actually going to come full circle because next week, just to give you guys a little sneak peek, next week's show for live, Brendan's going to be joining us again for that because we are going to be doing similar to last week. We did a bracket challenge for best winter baits. We're going to be doing big swim baits next week. Nice. So we're I haven't determined yet if we're going to do two brackets or one bracket yet, but I'm going to resort here to our experts, a.k.a. Brendan and our other guests lined up. But we're going to have a fun little swim bait bracket next week, so you guys get to look forward to that. Yeah. And I want to address a comment really fast. We have a comment here from Derek saying, smallmouth are stupid fish. There isn't much talent to catch them. Just have to find the right ones.
Okay, that dude's not on the back porch right now. I'm rooming with him.
That's great. You're actually with him?
Yeah.
Wait, is he trolling right now?
He 100% is.
Oh, I fell for it big time. I was about to be like, wait a second. The reason why the St. Lawrence River is overrated is because of pressure. And smallmouth are getting smart. But all right, I fell for it. Bravo, Derek.
That's awesome.
Damn it. Dang it.
That's fell good.
For it. Yeah, no kidding.
He's my travel buddy / roomie for all these opens. We got introduced. Well, I pulled up alongside him at Eufaula in Alabama first tournament. And he said, you should come with us or be part of our crew, blah, blah, blah. And so, yeah, it's history. So we're starting year two traveling together now. So great guy, hell of a fisherman. And he just thinks they're stupid because he doesn't really know how to catch them.
Oh, geez, shots fired. Shots fired. Oh, I mean, there is a point there to an extent. I mean,
there's a giant one on the St. Lawrence that has his name. He saw it. 2 days in practice and both days of the tournament in the exact same spot, and it did the exact same thing, followed his bait up and just said, nah, you're from South Carolina, I'm not gonna bite.
That's true, you pal. That's funny. I mean, you say like 3-4 years ago, and Andy, I feel like you'd even agree on the other end in Erie that they were pretty stupid. Like, you could go out and catch them at will, and there's still certainly places you could do that, but pressure is taking a big toll, big toll on them. Like, I mean, we went out on Lake Ontario, which spoke, you know, everyone's saying that in St. Lawrence River is supposed to be this mecca. Or it's super easy. You just throw a hook in the water and you catch 25 pounds. Right. There was a mega school. I was out there with Josh Douglas one day and Justin Hamner, mega schools, and they would follow your stuff down. They'd sit there and look at it like, oh, I've seen this 43,000 times in the last week. And so it's like, but they won't eat. But you go into certain pockets that aren't as fished as much and shoot, they come rocking up off bottom once your drop shot hits the surface up 40 feet and eat your drop shot like a topwater. So it just, they are stupid. But you can also say that for largemouth and spotted bass when they don't have pressure. Go to any private bass fishery and they're stupid fish. Like, yep. It's because they don't get pressure. So it's to that point. Yeah.
Pressure related.
Kind of more of a reason why it's the St. Lawrence River is overrated as hell now.
Mm-hmm.
But okay. We have two more here, but one more we have that is fishing wise that I'm curious your guys' take on is buzz baits. Overrated or underrated?
I'm going adequately rated. I love buzzbait fishing. I don't do it enough, but it just catches fish. It's actually a legendary bait, right? Like, it's one of the best baits of all time for tournament fishing. I'm right where I'm at, adequately rated.
All right, Keith, what you got?
Underrated. In my team tournament days, which I would still fish with Andy Walls any given day of the week, but that dude has put more kicker tournament deciding winning fish in the boat on a buzzbait at any given time of the year. Way underrated, way underutilized. I think a lot of people throw them. A lot of people have them tied on. I've currently got two in my boat right now that are tied on. Whether I'm going to throw them down here or not, I don't know, depending on the weather. But definitely an underrated, and I can't really say underutilized, but it's underrated. They catch giants.
Are you underrated? He's already under.
Sorry.
You're good. Go ahead. We'll go back around the room because I actually do have a question about Buzz Baits. But why underrated, Brennan?
Because they just catch big ones. I live in the South. It's like Buzz Bait land down here. Lots of wood, lots of grass, mm-hmm. cypress trees, all that. It's just big fish catchers.
Okay. I'm in the same boat. I think it's one that's kind of, I want to say it's similar to a spinnerbait in the fact that, like, when you had Whopper Plopper and different things come out, it kind of lost, like, the whole shiny factor, if you will, that caught anglers' eyes where mm-hmm. they were throwing different topwater baits or they're throwing chatter baits instead, where it's like a, I think some people lost the way of throwing a buzz bait, if that makes any sense. And feel free to argue that, but I think it works everywhere in any condition. And it's like one of the easiest baits ever, especially paired up with like a horny toad or something on the back to skip. Yep. Like it's a 4x4 bait in my mind, kind of like a swim jig. But yep. Mike, I'm curious around the horn here, if you guys prefer it skirt, skirtless, trailerless, like what is, if you had only one configuration of a buzz bait, what is your ideal buzz bait that you're going to throw? Feel free to throw brains in there too.
Oh, this is going to be weird. I throw the War Eagle buzz bait, usually the white one with a red head, and I think it's a silver blade, and I put a fluke on it, like a big super fluke, and it just kind of helps keep it up a little bit better, and you get a little bit better casting distance. But I'm a big skirt guy.
Big skirt guy? You love wearing skirts?
Yes.
Okay.
Because sure. I am Batman.
You did right. not.
You need to clip that and put it on your soundboard.
Yeah, you definitely need to clip
that. I throw them skirtless. I don't wear a skirt when I'm throwing a buzz bait. I'm sorry.
You're more of a kilt guy.
I can't even say that because a kilt would be no.
It's so skirt.
We're just free balling when we're
the manly skirt, okay?
No, horny toad or a swimmer, or maybe even something a little more subtle. But I need to have some sort of a trailer on there because you get the distance and accuracy and all that stuff with it. Because I mm-hmm. tend to throw a little lighter buzz bait.
You gonna throw a brand in there? You could veto. It's okay. I'm trying to push it out of you, but it's all right.
What are we doing?
We'll move on to the next one. I don't want to get punched. What do you got, Brennan?
Yeah, I use some guy makes them down here. He's I'm not sure. I've got his phone number here sitting here if you guys need it, but
yeah, put it up.
I usually
put
his go phone with like yeah. But he custom makes them. Yeah. 3/8 ounce, usually rolling with black or white. I usually like a gold blade. That's just me. I don't know. I just like the gold blades a little bit more. I run it with a skirt on there. And then I usually go with like a Zoom double tail split or a split tail grub, like for like spinner baits, like straight two little tails. That's usually what I run. I like to have the skirt pulse. That's what I like to do. So I like to have that skirt have a lot of free movement.
I dig it.
So that's me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if some people might get mad at me saying it, but we're here to learn anyways. So I'm going to say my favorite one that I like to throw, I have a lot of confidence in, is a True South Customs buzz bait. Little bit lesser of known brand, but makes a freaking badass buzz bait. I like mine skirtless as well. Horny toad. For sure, if possible, because I'm using that like a 4x4 bait into what we call the shit mm-hmm. to try to get overhanging trees, things like that. That's my favorite. But one thing I did want to mention is Mike M here, this Jigmasters Micro Buzz. If you got like smaller spotted bass lakes, or even if you're like a creek or river guy, that little Micro Buzz is freaking legit. Andrew Hayes at Tackle Talk sent me one. And that is now my favorite little, like, especially when you get the kayak into a creek, that is freaking fun. He catches the living crap out of little creek smallmouth. Definitely try it. It's something completely different, but I'd actually would go, if I knew where it was, I'd go grab it right now to show you guys, but it's like, it's tiny. Like it is, teeny tiny.
But. BFS buzzbait. Got it.
I throw it out like a jerkbait rod. It's fine. You just throw some braid. You're good. Probably not the greatest setup for it, but here we are. Okay. Last one that I had. Oh, Lord. I freaking already forgot it. I had it on tip of my tongue for last.
This is why I'm a host, dude. I said, don't you?
I know. See, it's we're rusty here because we're hosting without you. You know, you're back here and good Lord.
Don't go back to Taylor Swift, whatever you do.
No, it wasn't Taylor Swift. What the frick was it? This is why I need to write stuff down because I forget stuff so fast.
Welcome to old age, hot man.
Okay. He's still a baby.
I know he is.
I know one of them we had as backup, so I'll put the backup here because I can't remember what it is. Fast food. Overrated or underrated?
Ugh, I'm going overrated. I think it's disgusting, honestly. It's just easy to grab when you're in a rush.
That's it.
Moving on. Overrated. I can spend less money at a grocery store, make something better for myself and taste better. And the whole car doesn't reek at the end of the trip getting back home with your bag of greasy ass fast food. So yeah, overrated. I'm out. But I will hit it every once in a while.
Don't we all? The guilty pleasures.
The Buc-ee's gas station, the chopped brisket sandwich. I mean, it's technically homemade, if you will, but it's fast food in the same sense. But damn, it's
good.
Did you
say Buc-ee's?
But anyway, huh?
Did you say Buc-ee's?
I did say Buc-ee's.
That was one I actually had on here, but I don't know if you guys. I took it off because I wasn't sure if you guys would know Buc-ee's.
I've never had Buc-ee's, so.
Oh, dude. Oh, the,
I know about it, but I've never had it.
It is absolute hell. I don't care which one you go to. Trying to pull in with a trailer and get gas. It's hell. What if you're just a single vehicle? No problem. Roll in there, get gas, whatever. People leave their vehicles at the gas pumps. They walk in. They take 2 hours walking around shopping, and then they come back out. But yeah, if you got any kind of trailer behind you, it's hell. Forget about it. Buc-ee's are really cool. They're great. So there you go. You can call that one your next one if you want. But
yeah, anyway, I literally had that on here for this underrated, overrated, but I took it off once we heard Aaron Rodgers needed to be Googled. So that was why I was like, I don't know if this is a good one to have on here.
There's a big difference between Aaron Rodgers and Buc-ee's. Okay.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean,
hey, I don't know anymore.
Oh man,
we're just sub hosts. Okay, we don't make these shows. This is all Tuma.
See how things all right. happen. Oh.
Yeah. Brennan, what do you got for fast food? Overrated, underrated? Mm.
I travel a lot for work, so I'm going to go, underrated.
Underrated?
I'm going to go. I know it's horrible for you, but hey, you kind of have no choice sometimes.
what's your preference?
Chick-fil-A, of course.
I was just going to ask, can we even count Chick-fil-A as fast food these days? Because it's like...
It's faster than McDonald's. I mean, that's all I can say.
Yeah, it but it's fast, because they have a simplified menu, right? Like they have like three things, and all they do is change what's on it, and they just pump it out.
But Chick-fil-A legitimately just tastes like good food. Like I feel like I have better like chicken sandwiches at Chick-fil-A than I do at most restaurants these days. It's not saying much, but yeah, like,
when you crave Chick-fil-A, you better get Chick-fil-A because that's all you're going to think about because it's that good.
It's the Lord's chicken, as they say.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah.
I'm gonna say, yeah, it does. It's irresistible.
This Batman comment's pretty good.
This debate will never die. But my top five, starting at number or ending at five, is Andy, Michael Key, and Christian. Is that Batman actors?
That's great.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Sorry, that's Andy, good. You're at five.
That's fine. I'm good with it.
Step above Michael Keaton. That, I think he was probably the best Batman out there. So,
what can I say?
Yeah, that was pretty good. Well done, Sam. Fast food. I'm gonna say adequate rate. I don't think it's overrated because I am somewhat biased because I do love me some Chick-fil-A. as well as
Tim Hortons grilled farmer wrap in the morning.
Hurts later, but it is amazing for breakfast in the morning.
Wait till you guys get a little older.
Yeah, and no kidding.
I can't even grow McDonald's. Up. I can't eat McDonald's anymore because it just instantly. I won't even go.
What do you think?
The I will say
was named for.
Yeah, I've heard that's one you have to have. Like if you're out west, is the In-N-Out. Like you.
I've had it. We have In-N-Outs here. I think
we do.
No, we have. What do we have? Shake Shacks. Never mind on the throughway.
In Michigan, yeah. They have Get 'Em and Go's and Hot and Now's and In-N-Outs. That's a true story.
Yeah, In-N-Out Burger is good. I had it when I was in San Diego. It's good.
It's good.
It's good.
Heath, have you had Bojangles yet in the South?
I have not. But from what I hear on the radio ads, whatever, the chicken's okay. I've never had Popeyes either, so...
It's yeah, I would have. I mean, I might piss some people off, but I'm not on the Popeyes train. I had it one time and it was like one bite in, and I felt like I needed to shower myself in a gallon of water because it was just that
salty and greasy.
Yeah, but yeah, sorry, I know if I'm not talking, but yeah, I'm gonna say adequately rated. I just think it's there when you need it, but it's like nothing glorious. But okay, I remember what my last one was. I don't know why this took me forever to remember. I was gonna go JDM Bates. Let's cap it off there. Do you think JDM Bates are overrated or underrated?
Most of them are overrated, but there are some that are vastly underrated.
Would you say there's certain brands that are vastly underrated, whereas there's
I think it's individual baits that are vastly underrated, and then a lot of the reasons why it's overrated is the color schemes they have are made specifically for highly pressured fish in Japan, and they don't translate well to America in the United States fisheries that we have. Like, and people just go nuts over them, and then they never throw them; they just sit in a box and collect dust. So,
okay. Tuba,
overrated, and just a little bit. I think what Andy was saying definitely designed for highly pressured lakes. In highly pressured areas. Do we have highly pressured lakes here? Absolutely. Do we have highly pressured areas? Sure. But I think majority of them are designed to catch the angler, which translates to phenomenal sales and good for them, good on them. So, I mean, I'm kind of torn between adequately rated and overrated, but I'm going to lean just a smidge towards over.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Brandon?
Yeah, I'm going underrated, but you need to know what niche they fit into. Like a lot of the JDM baits, they're like working like super niche situations where you're like, this bait works, it like performs the best in this little situation. So if we're thinking of it in that sense, I'm going underrated.
So like when you need to make three specific casts an entire year, you spend $35 on that one little bait to make those three casts, right?
Does that work? It wins the tournament.
Pretty much.
I found a specific like free rig bait that I really like. That's JDM. I have a speed crank bait that I only throw when I'm speed cranking. That's JDM. Like there's little tiny niche pockets that are severely underrated. If you know what baits to buy and what colors to buy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or you like, only knew to buy that crankbait because of Seth Fighter. Shh. Out of here.
It took me
a bunch on this show. Come on. You talk about it on Lure Lab.
It took me a while to figure out where I could buy that bait. And then once I found it, I bought like $500 worth of them. So. Mm-hmm.
And you got three.
What? No. I found them in the U.S.
Blitz?
Yeah, the Blitz.
Yeah, yep. The Blitz. That thing's special.
It is.
That's where I'll say I think JDM baits right now are adequately rated, where I agree on Tuma's side. There's a lot of that just catches the angler. Like all these Vision 110 collectors that don't even fish, but they just have a stockpile of jerk baits. Which, like, if that's your thing, I'm all for that. Like, I was into collecting hockey cards, like another useless thing to do. But it was just, I think there on that spectrum, it's heavily overrated. But I lean overrated on the side of like when Andy talks about the speed cranking. I was literally throwing a rock crawler, a 5XD, multiple different crankbaits, and he smoked my ass on that blitz, that OSP blitz, and it sold me. Like, there's legit something to some of these JDM baits that are being made.
The best part about that crankbait is like the no drag resistance when you're burning that thing. Your rod tip doesn't even hardly pull. It's insane.
I wish we could say that's on Omnia, but they're not on Omnia yet, so we can't send you guys there. But if there was any baits you wanted on
EXTR,
the show.
EXTR, and then what's the other one? It's the DR, MaxTR, DR, and then was it Matt? I forgot what the big one is. Max DR, I think. I don't know.
See, you don't have to remember names if you just have friends like Andy and Brendan that tell you what to buy and they send you links to them and then you just add to cart. It's super simple that way. Brendan is my swim bait buying agent. I feel like I should pay him commissions for he sends me deals. And things like, hey, this is going down Wednesday. Be prepared. Buy these.
That's awesome. Yes.
Yeah. I'll let you know all the drops and everything.
Yeah, for real. Guys, definitely subscribe and follow Brendan over here. And then if you ever need somebody to drink a beer with, Tuma's your guy.
Yeah.
Or to co-host a podcast.
I can do that as well.
You can host your podcast.
I'll bring a some beer. Let's do this.
That should be your idea, Tuma. It's rent a host.
Rent a host. All right. Rent a host.
You just fill in where's needed.
Sure. Now, I will say this real fast, and it is on Omnia JDM bait that is vastly underrated, is all the Nishini baits, like the jerk baits, the heavy trap that they have, some of the drop shots, even a couple of their hooks, which are Ichikawas, I believe. Like, if there's a bait that you want to check out on Omnia, I would check out the Nishinis. They make some really good stuff.
There's a link always down in the description for you guys to go check out on things on Omnia, which I'll also say, and I'll plug here because we do have a link for it down below. This is at YouTube, if you don't have it yet.
Uh-oh.
Premium Pro, the Omnia app, is actually legit. Like, there are several pros. I think we were around with Wes Logan. We were talking about it and showing the layers.
Do you have the QR code on here that you can put on the screen for people?
I believe I do. Give me one second here. But nonetheless, there is a link to the same thing in the description where you like the Premium Pro app. I think it's like, I want to say it's like $30 or something like that for the year. But it's like, it gives you one access to, like, you can shop on an app on your phone. It's like using the Amazon app, which is dangerous, by the way. I will say ordering tackle that easy. Don't tell your wife you downloaded it, or your girl. Don't tell your girlfriend, Tuma, that you downloaded this. Okay,
she's listening, dude.
Well, you're sorry, buddy. Crash and burn. No, Premium Pro. It's got layers on it. Like, so you have your standard map, and it has wind direction. It's like, I got all the weather stuff on it. But what it does is it has a hardness layer, so it shows you like bottom hardness, so you could see which parts of a certain part of the lake that might have harder bottoms. You could find, like, some of it's accurate, some of it's not. You got to take it with a grain of salt. But there's been times where I'm looking at some of my home lakes and I see these hard spots out in the middle of nowhere. And I'm like, son of a, they have my freaking rock piles out there. And it's like, oh crap. So it's like, it's that legit. But there's also like a layer for like grass. So like looking at Florida, you could see clumps of grass. It's actually rather accurate in that standpoint. And then, what's coolest part and coming up, like for people that are fishing in the springtime, like when, you know, in spring, you're looking at where's the warmest water first. There is a layer of water temp, so you can see colors on the lake where the warmest water
light
is.
Base. So it's, they're like, what do you say? They might be 1 to 2 degrees off, but it's really close.
Yeah. You don't look at the degrees. You just look at like, you can see what part of the lake and creeks are warmer than the rest. It's actually freaking cool.
That's
cool. But I had, from that show that we did, we talk about that with Wes, I had several pros text me asking, hey, what's that app again? Can you send me a link to that? They're give them a couple months. They are going to be the only fishing app that you will need. Like, it's pretty crazy what they got going over there, but
nice.
Sorry, long-winded sponsor plug, but for real, like, you guys should
go. No, it's legit. When I'm graphing for guide trips, I literally have it running next to my Helix unit on my phone looking all the time. So it helps.
Awesome.
I'm going to have two Helixes and an iPad on the kayak just for, no, just kidding. That's success.
Got a boy.
You're not kidding. Yeah.
I would if I could, if I had the guts to put an iPad on the kayak. A little excessive.
But, you can have that there with a 22-inch screen out there and an iPad.
All right. Speaking of that.
Are we doing it? I knew you were going to.
I genuinely took a link of that NBT giant screen and sent it as a joke to my my dealer, because he's a buddy of mine, but he rigs all my kayaks every year. And I'm like, hey, so what do you think about trying to put this on the it was a joke. There's no way in hell I'm doing that. But I did legitimately ask him, like, hey, do you think it'd be too heavy to put an Apex 13 on? Which is Humminbird's big, like their top model. The only reason I wanted it, I wish it came in a 10, because you can screen record on that. And I wanted to screen record live for content's sake. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, I'm looking at him like a 13-inch screen. I'm like, kayak? I'm like, I am teetering with the idea. But do I sound like a psycho if I'm going to put that on a kayak?
The 13-inch Apex isn't any heavier than the 12-inch Helix.
Yeah, but look at, so I have a Helix 10 right now, and even that is kind of heavy. And okay. I confirmed it through guys at Humminbird. The Helix 10 is 6 pounds. Apex 13 is 9 pounds. But I was thinking, like, because I have the mount for it, if I just have it dual mounted to reinforce it, it'd be good, right?
Well, it's not like you're getting that kayak up on plane and hitting big rollers or anything.
I don't know, man. Have you seen these under thighs? I could put that thing on plane, man.
Cue the mouse wheel.
What's top speed on that?
I can go a whopping 6.1 with the motor on there.
That's rocking.
Still you feel fast enough. Yeah. You certainly Lincoln feel fast.
Is gone.
Funny. You should I'll have to send you the reel that I created. You ever seen that scene from Talladega Nights when he's trying to get back into racing after the crash and he's going like 20 miles an hour? Yeah. I'm like, that's the guy with all the bass boats flying by. That's exactly what it is.
Hey, you catch a pile of fish out of that kayak. All those guys do. I mean, just get out on the water, have fun, doesn't matter what you're in. Fish from the bank if you need to or want to, whatever. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Totally agree.
Yep.
By any means necessary. I mean, look, my Andy teases me all the time about my kayak, but he never once will like crucify me for being in a kayak. We're all here for the same thing.
Absolutely.
I grew up fishing out of a kayak. It's awesome in a canoe. Like, I will never do it because I'm very top heavy. I'll roll over like the Kool-Aid man. So, like,
I've been trying to get Andy in a kayak for so long.
What was that?
Don't they make weighted keels for those things?
That offset? I mean, I'm not that big. It's just I have a very poor balance issue. All right? Like,
Batman needs to get his balance down.
Calisthenics.
God. This is getting out of hand. Yeah. Well, boys, on that. That was our underrated, overrated. I hope you guys had fun. Hopefully the viewers had fun.
Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate you rolling through that. Yeah. We'll do that with us. But we'll go. We're gonna wrap up. Oh, am I?
Oh, I can't see you guys or hear you guys.
Oh, oh. We can hear you.
We can hear you.
Okay. You guys are back now. Okay.
Are you good?
Mini freak out.
Oh, that was weird. I think we're good.
I was like, I thought I fixed my Wi-Fi problem, but I guess we're good. But I guess really fast before we let you guys go here, because we're gonna wrap up this show, is I guess Keith, first and foremost, you got the Open coming up, but is there anything coming up that the people should know or watch for Mr. Keith Duma?
Oh boy. Let's just keep fingers crossed that I can hold my own a little bit on Lake Okeechobee. Never been there. Ginormous body of water. And then after that, we shoot up to Lake Ouachita in Arkansas. So let's pray for no freezing rain up there, had a couple days ago. Had snow up there on my way down through. We stopped, and I actually got 2 days on the water. And it's a fun little puddle. But no, I'm just doing all 9 opens again this year. I ended up 14th overall out of 100 and whatever, 70 some guys, 76 guys last year that were on the EQs. So yeah, I'm going to give it another go. Just fishing, man, traveling the country and fishing. So that's about all I got really going on at this point.
If people wanted to support you, how could they do so? Beer? Beer money?
Sure, send
cash. Buy a drink?
No, I don't know. Just get into the sport. Have fun. Show up at a weigh-in if you're in the area. Shoot, the other cool thing, we're going to be on Leech Lake. The Opens are coming to Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota this year in August. And that's kind of home waters for this kid. So I grew up on that lake, which is a lot of fun. But
not excited at all.
What's that?
So you're not excited at all.
I'm nervous.
I bet.
These guys are going to show me stuff that I had no clue existed out there. And it's going to be interesting. But no, it's going to be a fun year. Couple close ones this year, and then they've got them spread out. This first little stint is a lot of ping ponging back and forth, because we go from Okeechobee up to Wachita and then back down to Sandy Cooper. So, yeah, it's going to be a good time. I'm looking forward to it. So my body hurts. I was out on Toho today, played around a little bit, just trying to get back into the swing of things. And dang, dude, this fishing's a lot of dang work.
Yeah, that ain't no joke. That's for dang sure. But all right. Well, and Brendan, with you, man, same question. What can people look forward to coming up with you and what you got going on?
Nothing much. Just doing streams every Monday, 9:30 p.m. Eastern. That's it. Making baits, catch a big fish. That's it. Sometimes.
Simple. Nice and easy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. Well, boys, appreciate you both. This is a heck of a lot of fun. And we'll be talking to you both real soon. And Tuma, we'll be pulling for you at Okeechobee, man.
I really best do of luck to you, man. Support. Thank you, guys.
All right, fellas, we'll talk to you guys soon.
Thank you, man.
Andy, another show in the books, and I'd say the first episode we've done of Underrated Overrated was a success. And good fellas, obviously, Mr. Tuma, no stranger to the show. Always good getting our host back where he belongs. But and obviously, Mr. Brendan, who is also, again, going to join next week. Next week's show, talking about we're going to do some bracket challenge for swim baits. We're going to dial that down a little bit here, but just know that Andy and I might enjoy throwing them, but we are not.
I'm smart. Not efficient in them at all. Eight of them. So,
well, that's why we have the experts that are going to help us, at least give us the lists here to build the brackets, so that we can make sure we don't sound like a bunch of turds doing this thing. But nonetheless, it's going to be a lot of fun. So look forward to that, I guess, to fill you guys in going forward, being that technically we're only doing one show a week. Obviously it's split in two for our MP3 folk. Is in 2 weeks. It'll be not live. So it'll be a recorded show that's sent out, because your boy is finally going on his honeymoon, even though it's been several months since he got married. So what's that?
I said it's okay to have a break in between the two.
Yeah, it's only like we were engaged for 3 years, but here we go. It's just kind of on our thing. We literally booked our honeymoon the week after we got married. It was like, we're kind of the order of events we didn't exactly follow to procedure, but nonetheless, we're going down to Punta Cana. So I will not be here, and I will not be even touching my phone once that week.
Enjoy.
I will have my fat butt parked on a beach with a margarita for the most of the week. So
I'm glad you guys actually split up. Like, one of the most stressful things I think we've done as a married couple was go straight from our wedding. Literally the next day we flew to Maui for 2 weeks, and there's so much that you have to do after you get married, right? Like changing names, etc. And when we got back, we're like, oh crap, we have to do all this crap now. Like, it was really tough.
Yeah. We're looking forward to it. Obviously it's been on the calendar ticking away for months now. So it'll be a good time. So that's why we'll still have a show that week. Andy and I are going to grind one out next week, so that you guys have shows to watch for us while I'm gone. And we'll make sure to download everybody when we get back. But Andy, great show. Thank you again to Mr. Matty Wong, who joined earlier, and then the boys, Mr. Keith Tuma and Brendan Brown, for joining and having some fun with some underrated, overrated. But great show coming up for next week. Appreciate everybody, as always. If you guys are listening, please give us a rating and review, whether you're on Spotify, Apple, whichever app you listen to, if you're able. We heavily appreciate it, because it goes a long way for us. Yep. And I think without further ado, Andy, folks, we'll see you on the next one. Well, that was an awesome show. Hope you guys enjoyed it. If you can and your app allows it, please leave us a rating and review. It really helps us get seen more, which allows us to access more time and more variables to be able to bring to the show to make it better for you guys. So hope you enjoyed it. And if you did and you like some of the things we talked about in this episode and want to check out our show partners, all of that is in every single show description. You can click down there. It's got all of our discount codes, all of our links to our show partners, where you guys can go and support the people that support this show and help us make this show happen. And of course, this show does not happen without you guys. You guys know we appreciate you. You're the Searsanga fam. You're the reason we're here. Appreciate y'all. And we'll see y'all on the next one.